This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
شهید منصور ستاری حقیقتاً یک نخبه بود هم از لحاظ فکری.
شهید منصور ستاری was actually a elite in terms of thought.
این جنگ با حساب کتاب بود. فکر نکنیم که اشتباه کردن اینها.
Iraq started war against us on purpose and intentionally.
الشهداء مصداق لفست ورب الكعبة.
The story of martyrdom is so belovedly exciting that it pulls the spirit towards the battlefield. It makes thinking difficult.
Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid Mansur Sattari. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Mansur Sattari was one of the officers of the Iranian Air Force both before and after the Islamic Revolution of Iran. In the year 1979, there was unrest in most of the cities of Iran. Someone from Qom went to Tehran to meet with Shahid Sattari. Apparently, this person had connections with Imam Khomeini. He said, Shahid Sattari had a troubled yet expressive face. He informed Shahid Sattari of the developments in Qom. Shahid Sattari became upset. Shahid Sattari also made that person aware of the things going on in the Air Force. When this man and Shahid Sattari were about to say goodbye, Shahid Sattari said, A number of the personnel of the aviation forces who are revolutionary want to know what their duty is at this moment. Should they stay in the army or should they join the people? That man conveyed the message to Imam's representative and was told that they should stay in the army but should work for the people. Ultimately, on Bahman 21st, 1357, in the Iranian calendar, the Iranian Air Force of the Shah's regime joined the ranks of people, which then led to the victory of the Islamic Revolution. This shows just how influential Imam Khomeini was among people that even the army personnel were absorbed in him.
Thank you.
And now, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei talks about the martyrs of Iran, including Shahid Mansour Sattari.
Shahid Mansour Sattari was actually a leet in terms of thought, science and practice, as well as motivation, faith and presence in difficult situations. May Allah bless the soul of Shahid Sattari and resurrect him on the Day of Judgment with his noblest saints.
Shahid Sattari azizemun ro ba awliyaesh mashhur kone.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program, The Teacher. Many of the combatants of the Iranian Sacred Defense had fond memories of the great martyr, Shahid Sattari. The great operation of Wal Fajr 8, which was to free Fav, was about to be carried out. One of the friends of Shahid Sattari says that he and Major Ghulami were to implement a plan that would take 124 days. This friend of Shahid Sattari says, in order to implement the plan, we would be in that region round the clock and had no news of her family. Afterwards, when I returned home, I noticed that God had given me the child I was expecting to be born. For this reason, I thanked God that in my absence, my family were not faced with too much trouble. But I knew that they had gone through a lot of hardship. I thanked my wife and said, I will go and get my salary today, and God willing, your problems will be solved. His wife answered, thank God we did not have any financial difficulty. Over the course of this period, General Sattari would come at least twice to our house along with his wife and would pay your salary. This friend of Shahid Sattari says, I was surprised because during the time I was with Shahid Sattari, he didn't say anything about this. Martyrs such as Shahid Sattari, who themselves had gone through many financial difficulties, would help those in need. We have to be very grateful of them. Now, the voice of Shahid Sattari and the English translation of his words.
این جنگ با حساب کتاب بود. فکر نکنیم که اشتباه کردن اینها.
Iraq started war against us on purpose and intentionally. They could see that Iran is not that much strong militarily because it had passed the difficult period of revolution, and they thought that most of the Iranian commanders are young and inexperienced. Iraq also found Iran's situation unstable, so they concluded that they will win the battle against Iran in a very short period of time and can overthrow the Islamic Republic of Iran. But they were completely wrong.
Now, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari talks about the culture of martyrdom.
الشهداء مصداق لفست ورب الكعبة الشهيد مصداق لقول الحسين عليه السلام.
The martyrs are manifestation of by the Lord of Kaaba, I have succeeded. A martyr is the manifestation of what Imam al-Hussein said to his companions when he moved toward Karbala. He said he would give his life for our sake and for his meeting of Allah. Let him come with us. Yes, the martyrs are the embodiment of this truth. Therefore, they left their mothers and their fathers who are dear to them. They left their wives, their children, their sisters and brothers. They went to the most difficult places. They went to the enemy, and the least they can get is to be killed or to be taken as captive or be injured. The war is like this. This is why martyrs are the real lovers of Allah. And now, we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab.
The story of martyrdom is so belovedly exciting that it pulls the spirit towards the battlefield. It makes thinking difficult. Martyrdom is a mixture of refined love and a deep, complex wisdom. In order for us to understand the meaning of martyrdom, we must clarify the ideological school from which it takes its meaning, expression, and value from. In European and Western terminology, a martyr is a person who chooses death in defense of his beliefs against his enemies, where he has no other choice but to die. But in Islamic terminology, the word shaheed, which actually means witness, and is used to express or name the one who has chosen to sacrifice his life, has quite a different meaning from that of the Western world. This shows the difference between Islamic and non-Islamic beliefs.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Mansur Sattari. If you have any questions or comments, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. And visit our website, which is parstoday.com. And if you click on the link Call of Islam on the top right corner of the page, you can listen to this program as well as our other programs. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.